Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, nightlife in Africa.
Don't really have so much to occupy them after work. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that comes into the mind is go have a glass of wine, a bottle of beer.
And like the hematoma.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yep.
When we talk about nightlife, we mean life after a day of hard work or nothing but simply your life after a long work week. Now, what do people of Africa do at night after work? Do they party? Do they celebrate? Or both? Well, just to let you know, a lot is happening. And tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, my colleagues. From the Central Africa Service, Mr. Eddie Rema, welcome aboard, Eddie.
Thank you for having me, Sunday.
And of course, from the South Sudan, welcome Lucy Pony.
Thank you.
And our intern in the house, Jumbe Hamza, a.k.a. Santi Zed. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Sunday.
Nightlife has a lot to offer because a lot is going on. And according to the Africa Channel, the top five nightlife destinations in Africa are Club 31 in Cape Town, South Africa, Coconuts in Mozambique, Night Shift Coliseum in Nigeria, the Simba Saloon at Carnivore, Nairobi, Kenya.
Yay!
Uh-huh. You like it, huh? And Le Privilege in Lom, Togo. I spoke to Emmanuel Bandawe, a.k.a. The Boss, and I wanted to know, how is nightlife in his part of town?
Food was very good. And then when you talk about nightlife in Africa, there's a lot of variety of things which you need to look at it.
Okay.
Let's say if I start where I'm from, Tanzania. Mm-hmm. Tanzania, after midnight, sometimes if it's daytime, like Monday, Tuesday, after midnight, the city is dead. Come in the city, you mm-hmm. find like very few hotels, maybe now because we have the casinos. Then people will be partying at the casinos. You find people at New Africa Hotel. People, there will be a little bit in some. And,
are they gambling over there, having good times, drinking? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. The gambling is good. The people are gambling a lot. And then I find all those. There's a new, they call Las Vegas, which is across the street near Aga Khan.
Okay.
People there gambling a lot. Those are nightlife. But when it comes to the weekends, that's where the party is.
That's where the party starts.
That's where the party starts.
Weekends. Okay.
But the weekends is always is fun. And mm-hmm. then fun, you can start from the city up to come to Masaki, come to Mikocheni's. You go to beaches. You know, those you can pick up anything you want. And
wow.
Because the city now, because Dar now is very big.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's divided in both ways. You can start from Bagala. There's a very big club in Bagala. They call Dar Live.
Okay.
So people are enjoying there a lot. And then if you look at the population in Dar,
mm-hmm.
the bigger population in Dar stay in Bagala. And then they're having a lot of fun when they bring, let's say now they bring in like Diamond, they bring Christiana Bella, they bring Twanga Pepeta, they bring all those people in there performing. And the people are partying.
So you have a lot of musicians going to Mbagala nightlife.
Nightlife. They are performing and they are doing very fine.
Wow. And what about if you go out in a typical night in Tanzania, especially you're talking about these nice areas, you have a lot of fun. Yeah. So when you go out in Tanzania, you're talking about live band performance.
Yes.
And also you have DJs in clubs.
In clubs, yes. If you've got the DJs in clubs, there's a studio. Nowadays they have a club there next. It's called... matter of fact, is next to my friend on a hotel there called Real Hotel Regency. It's the Regency Park Hotel in the Mikocheni. It's next, they have a club there called 24.
And then, 24?
Yeah, there's a DJ called Moles. There's Kevin Trista perform there. Okay. So they're doing fine. If you want to go to DJ and listen to some old music, you can enjoy there.
And what about Nyamachoma? When you go out tonight, do you expect a lot of food?
Nyamachoma is normally Nyamachoma is there. You can't run away from Nyamachoma. Because Nyamachoma.
You can't go out in Tanzania without Nyamachoma.
No,
right?
No. You can't go out in Tanzania without Nyamachoma, without Makongoro, without Chimsho, all those kind of things. Those are good stuff. But you have to watch out for the gout, you know that.
Oh, yeah, that's
but,
right.
But
that's
it's right. Nice. It's nice.
Thank you, Emmanuel Bandawe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing nightlife in Africa. Back to the studio. I would like to welcome the only lady in the room, Lucy Pony. When you heard of Nairobi getting mentioned, you went, wow. And of course, Carnival, I'm sure you love it. So tell us how nightlife is in the part of Africa you are. I know you've been to Kenya, you've been to South Sudan, since you're from South Sudan, but of course, maybe in so many other parts of Africa. Tell us your experience.
Are we allowed to dispute the report on air?
Oh, yes, if you want to dispute, go ahead.
Come on, Eddie. I haven't started. Well, Carnival is a nice place, beautiful place.
Okay.
In Kenya, they say, Bada ya kazi, burudika na taska.
Taska,
literally, after a long day of work, relax and take a bottle of taska.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, after work, many people love hanging out, meeting out with friends, going for a drink, discussing issues,
having a good time.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair enough. Mr. Eddie Rema, you are the one and only. Tell me, Mr. Eddie Rema, your experience with nightlife. Of course, in Africa, you said you've been away from Africa for so long, but hey, you grew up in Africa anyway, so give me your detail.
I mean, that's being unfair to our listeners, you know, asking somebody who is sitting in DC here to talk about nightlife.
I agree.
But anyway, as a proud African and somebody who has lived in Africa for quite some time, I would say that, like Lucy just said, considering the nightlife here in North America and how things are in Africa, you find that most people don't really have so much to occupy them after work.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing that comes into the mind is go have a glass of wine, a bottle of beer, and then share some laughters with friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that that's one of the major occupation to so many people when it comes to doing something after work.
Bye.
So they either go for concerts, for those who have casinos, they go gamble, and
And you have the money to gamble also, right? It depends in the pocket.
Well, it depends on the on the pocket, depends on the country, depends on the person.
Okay, Mr. TZ, a.k.a. Santi Z, you're an artist, singer, rapper, but you like to be called musician. Tell me about nightlife in Africa. You've been going to vacation all the time. Vacationing in Africa, tell me.
And performing at night.
Maybe you're performing at night. Right.
Well, when do musicians perform in Africa?
During the daytime? No, they don't, right? Maybe in very few occasions. Okay, tell me about your experience.
Yeah,
man.
People usually go sometimes to clubs, like in Tanzania, go to Birkana's or Maisha Club.
Right.
Some people go to like hotel resorts like Sea Cliff or Sleepway to just relax, hang out with some friends, meet up with people, make new friends. Or sometimes people go out to chicken restaurants. They call the chicken Sekela.
Wow.
Sekela chicken.
Sekela chicken. What Sekela is this chicken like, man?
It's special. You have to go back to taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the jack chicken.
And like the Nyamachoma.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yep. So nightlife is all about enjoying some good food, some good drink, some beer, something. Right. People are having some good times. There's no like nightlife is not about stressing. It's
after waking up very early in the morning, going to work, meeting your boss, having deadlines and all these kind of things, you just want to relax at the end of the day.
You just want to, you know, take it easy and enjoy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Sounded like you mentioned that I'm the veteran on this show today, and having spent so much time here, sometimes I think that people in Africa do really
get time to enjoy nightlife, because the kind of work they have on their daily basis is not as consuming, as stressing as the life we have here in North America, whereby here, after work, the only thing I want to do is go and rest. Mm. In Africa, somebody finishes work, the only thing you want to go have a drink. Maybe Lucy or... you know.
Yeah, I always tell when I talk to people back home, yeah, I always tell them in America, it's go to work or go to school, and you come straight back inside the house and relax.
nothing yeah, out there, not just like inside Africa, the house.
Not like Africa, you come home, maybe you go out for a drink, you go out to a club, or you just hang out.
Right.
They call in Tanzania, they call barazani.
Uh-huh. You sit down. Hang out.
Maskani.
Under the umbrella.
Yeah. In the neighborhood. Yeah. You know?
In America, you just come home.
You see the neighborhood, you're in a group, you sit down, you chat.
Yeah. I mean, that life.
You do a lot of things,
here,
right?
Yeah. There's a lot of things to be done.
And of course, back home the weather is ballistic too.
I know. You have to worry about
an evening out on.
The weather is always permitting, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know. Unless if it's raining, though.
Well, still people will find a way.
People can always find a way. I believe that. Okay, hold it right there. African night is always interesting, nice, and simple, but also has challenges. It is not just the safari. For some people think, if I go to Africa, I just have to go to a safari. Because African people also love music. So what can you expect? For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Right now, we are discussing nightlife in Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today, because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Well, with all these different types of nightclubs, performances, malls, and entertainment that happens at night, I wanted to know, what is the expectation for those who are visiting as far as entertainment, driving, and the like? So I spoke to Denzel, and I wanted to know his take.
Actually, my brother, I can tell you that Africa is one of the best places to be. Especially, I'm going to talk about my country, Kenya. Tanzania, I visited last time when I was back there. Uganda. But I want to tell you, the world is changing. And you can't believe it, that Nairobi now is almost turning to a 24-hour economy, because there are more people in town at night than even daytime.
Than during the daytime?
You wonder where people are coming from, you know?
Really?
It's a little bit, I can see that we are developing, yeah, and soon we're going to have a 24-hour economy. But when you talk about nightlife, uh-huh, trust me, there's a lot that happens at night. There are people who are just doing business at night. Uh-huh. Daytime, you can't see them. There are hotels, restaurants, booming at night, you know, music. We're talking about almost Las Vegas style happening in East Africa.
Okay.
You know, you go to places like Malindi, Lamu,
Mombasa.
You know, Mombasa. Nightlife is just something else.
Wow.
It's just something else. You know?
And you have the best clubs in Mombasa
and
Nairobi.
Of course,
especially
we have the best clubs. And you can see how many international artists go to East Africa. Mm-hmm. Talking about even Jay-Z was in Tanzania. Talk about Uganda, Caribbean. Now you're talking about Jamaican artists, right, going there. Yeah? Talk about Kenya. It's becoming like a hub, you know, for pleasure, you know, for leisure, you know. People, they go there just to relax, enjoy their drinks, you know.
And have a good time.
Yes, have a good time, you know. But I was in Dar es Salaam. Uh-huh. Yes, most people, like from 6-7, people have disappeared from town, but they're now just hidden, you know, in estates, those clubs in the estates. But they're also nice clubs, nice hotels. In Dar es Salaam, for instance, you go to Tanzania, I was even shocked. I almost thought I'm in America because I found almost all American hotels are there. You know, from Holiday Inn, Hyatt, Courtyard, all in Dar es Salaam.
Oh, yeah, so many of them. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so I can assure you that Africa, East Africa, is one of the best places to go. You go to Kampala at night, you'll be shocked. We're having young men and women, campus school girls, young men, you know, just partying, having fun day and night. You know?
Having a good time at night in Kampala City. Wow.
Of course. And you go to Nairobi, as I say, there are people who just sell stuff on the streets at night. You know? They sell
like the street hawkers.
Jewelry. There are many. And they know they have customers because they know there are people who are coming out from clubs at night. They pass their buy stuff. They don't have time during daytime. Maybe somebody's a student at daytime. Maybe somebody is working in an office, but at night, he has the time to go and have fun.
Thank you, Denzel. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing nightlife in Africa. And back to you, my colleagues in studio. I just want to come to you, my friend, Mr. TZ. For the performers, you know, when you go out at night in Africa looking for what is happening around, maybe is there a band? Is there a Njenje somewhere? Is there a carnival? Something is happening somewhere. I want to go see something, you know? So for your experience, you think African people love music, love sports, Arsenal, Liverpool, and you name it. All these leagues, European leagues are like, oh my God, they only watch those at night. But what do you think when you go out there? Is music very much into the people of Africa, or is sports and maybe football is so much?
Music and sports is everywhere. I mean everywhere.
Okay.
You can't go down the street and not hear music or sports.
Right.
And when it's mixed, it's something totally different. There's a whole different vibe everywhere.
A whole different vibe, right?
A whole different vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think one thing I should add is that Africans have become so business savvy that they have been able to understand the kind of test that Africans have. In most of these bars, they're more of a one-stop center where you find music, sports bars, big screens, karaoke, nyama choma,
pools, tables.
Pool tables too. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So these are kind of things that, you know, instead of hobnobbing bars, so you find somebody, you know, decides to go to one-stop center where we'll have all those choices before them.
And true, people love music, but then also different kinds of music. Right. And like, for example, in Kampala, every day is like a Monday, they call it a campus night.
Yeah,
Wednesday night. There's theme nights every day. And so there's things happening every day. And people go to clubs specifically for the kind of music that there is.
You know what? You remind me of something when you talk about these theme nights. I remember back in the days in Tanzania, you go out at Bilkan, as Jumbe mentioned, you go out on Wednesdays because it's African night.
Mm-hmm.
That night is a live band and full of African music and dances and clothing, everything, you name it, is just African theme. And you're like, I don't want to miss that night. You know?
Like Carnival, every other month they have, like, for example, the Luya traditional bands coming to play. And so all the Luyas come, there's Luya food, everything traditional.
Everything is Luya that night.
So it's beautiful. And every time, every month, there's a different tribe that's doing the same. And it's nice.
So everybody's looking forward. That, you know what?
I can't wait to get this.
Right.
And the other thing we need to appreciate is the level at which music and our artistry is growing. Gone are the days when you used to go to clubs or bars to listen to, North American music. But these days,
to rap music.
You go back home, you really listen to your local kind. Local music, local artists. They're mushrooming. Yeah. They're everywhere.
The jumbe. Bongo music. Bongo music in the house.
I know. The jumbe.
And nowadays, there's everywhere you go, there's different type of music. Like every day. So you can go here, you get this type of music. You go here, you get traditional music. You get Bongo Flava over here, new music over here, rap over here.
And Nigerian music has taken over.
Oh, oh my God. Tell me about it.
Nigerian music. It's like Nigerian movies. Like,
I know. Tell me about it. I know. I remember back in the days, I only watched Nigerian movies in North America. And now here I go to Tanzania and I found out, hey, people are watching Nigerian movies too. I was like, oh, okay. So this thing is all over.
They're taking over Hollywood.
Well, they
are. Hollywood. Nollywood.
Nollywood taking over Hollywood.
Yeah, Nolly taking Holly.
Nolly taking Holly.
Yes.
And Bongo, they call it what?
Swahiliwood.
Swahiliwood, yeah.
In Tanzania. And in Rwanda, they call it Hollywood.
Okay. Well, okay, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back in a moment.
Hello, sports fans. This is the Voice of America's Sonny Young. Please join me Monday through Friday at 16:30 and 18:30 UTC for the Sunny Side of Sports. On Fridays, you can also hear my expanded 30-minute show at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of The Voice of America, and I'm your host, Sunday Shumari. Now, tell me about this, the only lady in the room. When you go out at night, you want to look good, you want to dress good, or you just want to go out and have fun, it don't matter. When you see people in Africa going out just at night, what do you expect to see, basically?
You see all sorts of... I mean, why are you laughing?
You said all sorts of before you finished.
Yeah, all sorts of fashion. Okay. And, you know, women go...
You initially thought of fashion?
Exactly.
You just changed your mind.
I didn't change my mind. I wanted to say exactly that. I mean, women dress to go out. Because, right. I mean, when you're going out, you expect to meet friends, colleagues. You want to look good and sit down, enjoy the music that you're going to listen to. I mean, it's...
And as Jumbe said, you're going to socialize and mingle.
I know. Right? Yeah. I mean, the singles are also...
Uh-huh. You also want to feel good.
In the business
good.
Of looking.
You also want to feel good and look
true.
Good
yeah.
when you're out.
When you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You said the other day, I remember, okay, you look good, you feel good. Okay.
Right.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. But what about the Eddies? There are some people like Eddie who doesn't really care. You know, there's some people who don't want to go there and just drink.
This guy. No, really, that's true. Sometimes
you know that, right?
Sometimes you even just feel like you just want your peace.
Uh-huh.
And you just go to a club and just take your drink peacefully, mm-hmm. listen to slow music, uh-huh. and you're done and you go home. I mean, not every day.
You're
I
right.
mean, on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I mean, and the Thursday has become the new Friday in Africa.
I know.
So people go out Thursday like it's Friday and Friday becomes Saturday. And so we have a longer weekend. I mean, people just look for occasions to celebrate. You know, Africans, we love celebrating. And having fun.
Celebrations are every day.
Having fun.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Like 80, I think you
I hope you didn't insinuate that I'm a drinker.
No, I didn't.
but you don't have to drink.
Exactly.
One other thing that I would say, there's so many people who go to bars to run away from home problems, domestic problems.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So not just having fun, huh?
Yeah, not just having fun. Okay. And you find this man there is being in the bar...
For how many hours?
Drinking and eating nyamachomas when back home they're eating beans.
That's true.
They spend so much time at the club, at the bar, that they lose money.
I know,
they
right?
They have to take a metro bus home.
Yeah.
Bongo, they say, stare garama.
Stare garama, I know. Meaning that having fun is expensive,
yeah.
right?
Very expensive.
So if it's you don't have expensive. The money, stay home.
Yeah, you don't have to be in a bar, man. But it's like a fashion. Some places, you know, people don't meet people if you don't go to the bar.
I mean, like I said at the beginning, here in North America, we care about work. We care about resting, working out, you know. Back home, something that I would equate to working out is going to the bar. No.
After work, the bar is the gym.
Yeah, after work, the bar is the gym. I don't know whether training facilities are expensive in Africa. I don't know. But in Africa, we also have
that culture of socializing, you know, mm-hmm. getting yeah. to know people, yeah. talking yeah. about. It's the only yeah. time you meet with people, you know, talk about business, talk
and
about
and we eat
fashion,
organic food, so we don't need to go.
Talk about Lucy. Soccer, you know.
So you don't need the gym.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but I see, I have friends of mine. Tell, I mean, this is something I can talk about myself. I mean, I lived in Africa for a long time. I used to go to the gym myself too. Some people go to the gym though. Not everybody's going
That's
only
true.
To the bar. But of course, after the gym,
some people go to movies too. Uh-huh. Some people just stay at home.
Right. But here's the thing though, Lucy. After the gym, they say, listen, this is team for the Kitambi guys, the people with big bellies. Now we go to play football and we go to eat and drink.
And you know, big bellies in Africa are fashionable.
Exactly.
It's a sign of wealth.
It means you have money.
It's a good sign of wealth. And you don't have to
fed
be...
well. You're fed well. You don't want to look flimsy.
I know. I know. So, hey, you go to the gym, but hey, you still have to get your beer, okay?
To compensate the calories you lost.
Exactly. You are very right about that. Whoa. Thank you all listeners, this is Let's Talk and we're discussing nightlife in Africa. Time for the unusual story of the week.
When a New Jersey public school principal was reassigned last week, the writing was on the wall. Actually, it was on the school sign, which was misspelled at least twice. Antoinette Young, the principal of public school number 20 in Paterson, New Jersey, was demoted to a vice principal position at another school after parents discovered a sign in front of the school's side entrance had two serious spelling errors that went unnoticed for more than a week.
That's it for our show on Nightlife in Africa.
A big thank you to my guests, Emmanuel Bandawe from Tanzania and Denzel Musumba from Kenya.
And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues, Eddie Rema and our intern in the house, Jumbe, a.k.a. Mr. TZ, and the only lady in the room, my colleague from the South Sudan service. Thank you, Lucy. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week,
maids in Africa.
Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC right here on the Africa service of The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
Music time in Africa.
This is Heather Maxwell, and if you do, Music Time in Africa is the perfect show for you. Tune in to listen on the radio Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC. You can also listen to the show day or night on the internet. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on Music Time in Africa. You'll find past and present radio shows and a link to my blog, African Music Treasures. This is Africa through its own music. oldies, classics, traditional music, Afropop, and fusion. You get it all right here in one. Elonio,